The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the sound capital of Sparks here at Dogwater Studios. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined once again by Mr. Nick Ramirez, not paying attention to me in the corner.
How's it going?
We've also got Chewy in the studio, Dogwater Dixon back, all as usual. In studio two, we've got Sean and Mike from BLC Clothing. Let's get down tonight.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I didn't even know we had a studio two.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh.
Studio 2, yeah.
Should invite them into Studio 1.
Studio A.
Studio A, right.
Right, because nobody wants to be in Studio number 2.
Right. I can tell you what happens there.
That's your room.
That's where I do my producing. I produce in Studio number 2.
You end up in Studio 3, you're way off.
Yeah, no, really, it's actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
Number 3, I like number 3.
How's production, dude?
Don't be gross, Rick.
I know. I'm sorry.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode. Yeah, we're going to have a roundtable discussion of what we did last weekend. Nick, what's up?
Oh, last weekend? Well, last week when I was out of town, I went to the Bay Area with Mikey, and that was super fun.
So that's where you were.
Yeah.
The big mysterious story.
Did a fun...
I was drunk when you told me. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. Fun little road trip real quick. She had a conference down there for her work and took me down. It was pretty fun and eventful. I went to a really cool bookstore, Half Price Books, down there. And
sounds awesome.
Checked out some stuff.
of course. All the hate in Chewy's voice.
I love I actually like bookstores.
What else? So yesterday was the Super Bowl. We watched the Super Bowl, and the Liver Scars and the Shames played a show together. That was pretty fun.
Damn, I bet that was awesome.
It was pretty fun. I had to work down at Jubb's the night before for a punk rock show. That was fun.
I heard that you guys finished...
The exciting life of Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Yeah, that's
about it.
Well,
did you finish your video, too?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was the weekend before, because I wasn't with you guys last week. But, yeah, the weekend before we did a video, finished up the Liver Scars love song video.
Fucking rad.
That's going to be...
Tyler said it's good, and if Tyler says it's good, because he's pretty critical even of his own work, you know, I've heard him say before, like, it's okay, you know, like it's gonna do the job. This one, he's all it's good. I think it's gonna be great. He said,
"Awesome."
So
I'd just suck his dick.
Shy. Well, you know, Tyler's a handsome fella.
Nice.
Heard a large part due to the antics and athleticism of Dakota and Felix.
Oh yeah,
Beat
our
the crap out
Dakota
of each other for real.
And Felix Danger. Is his new name.
Felix Danger.
He changed his name to sound less Polish or what?
Probably. I think he's embarrassed of his roots.
Yeah. Now he will be a part of Dr. and Mr. Danger.
Yeah.
All right.
The Dangers. Evil
superhero team.
If you're following on Facebook at all, you'd see that picture of Felix, and
is that a real black eye?
Not the big shiner, but some of it, yeah, of it's real.
I'll just say, Felix, don't get so lippy when you're drunk, dude.
That's a big ding.
So, I'll pass it to Chewbacca. How was your weekend?
It was awesome. Probably the best Super Bowl I saw in years. I enjoyed it every minute of it.
Seattle tromped him.
It was great.
I believe that. Is that like not your slow, dry sarcasm?
No, that's real. I loved it.
You like seeing a face stomping in the Super Bowl?
Not if it's two teams. I don't care who wins. I like to see a nice, competitive, dramatic game. Having a rooting interest against one team makes me enjoy a beatdown more than anything else.
Gotcha.
There's no drama. It was immediately Seattle took over that game and made me comfortable and relaxed for the rest of the game. Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly. The Broncos are, in fact, homosexuals.
You would have helped beat the crap out of Lucas in high school, wouldn't you?
I don't even know who the fuck Lucas is, but if he was a Broncos fan, I certainly would have.
Slow clap movie.
All right.
That's Rory's knowledge of football is that movie.
Oh, yeah. Lucas. You're talking about the Corey Haim.
Yeah, there you go.
And, okay.
The slow clap movie.
Yeah.
All right. That's really the best thing about it. That's where we get that.
There's been like 100 football movies since then, Rory.
I've seen them too.
Okay.
Some of them.
I watch them with the sound.
Name
off.
One.
I have a lot of really good friends that are Broncos fans. So homosexuals.
Any given Sunday, Pacino? Is that correct?
Okay.
I remember Bareback Locker Room.
I didn't see that one.
The high school one with like James Vanderbeek.
I didn't see that one either.
No.
No.
Yeah, pornos don't count, Rick.
Dude, with all that padding,
that spandex looks really tight.
But it wasn't. It was more about the plot, really, because it was fascinating.
A minute ago.
Let's see where I might have put it.
I'm gonna look for it right quick.
There it is.
Yeah, Red Sox.
How was your weekend, Rick?
Yeah, Rick. Don't talk about anything gross.
Dude, my weekend was fucking great. I didn't have a band this last weekend, and. Although I got stood up by one guy who was closer to my age, a guy who was half my age hit on me.
Yeah.
That's got to make you feel good.
I got hit on by like a 22-year-old.
There you go, buddy.
Did you get his number?
Twink City.
And nice-looking guy, too. So,
damn.
But I would have, real nice. So I didn't. I don't do that, you guys. I'm kind of a nice kid. I'm old-fashioned. I'm like a girl. I told him no.
He
and
needs
then,
to be wooed.
Then, well, no, exactly. That's what I told him, dude. I got to get to know you. And then
hard to wine and dine an alcoholic, though. Like a recovering alcoholic can't really be wined.
Dude, well, he paid for gambling.
He could
and
be
I
dying, though.
No, he could be dying.
Yeah. He took me bowling. It was awesome. Like, we had fun, but fucking.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, so he's a bowler.
You had fun butt fucking, is that what you said?
No. Right. Oh,
he's comfortable.
It's not code.
He's comfortable holding balls.
Going bowling isn't. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, right. When I said no, he said, "Well, you know, we don't have to have sex. You could just come over and we could cuddle." I'm like, "Oh, fuck, I want to do that so bad." But I knew I'd wake up in the morning and nail him. So I decided
The urge.
You guys
cut
off my Super Bowl talk like instantly, but you let Rick talk about going bowling with other gay dudes forever.
Right.
What the hell?
He's the one that shut you down on the Super Bowl talk.
All right.
How was your weekend, Rory?
What'd you do?
I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I had my first dress rehearsal for The Hazards of Love.
Ooh,
oh, cool.
Guest
from a couple weeks ago. We're really excited. That show's this very weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday. Followed by our Valentine's Day encore and the final show.
Were you going to do two shows on Sunday? Is that what you're saying?
No, Valentine's Day is the following Friday, the 14th.
Oh, that's the encore, the 14th.
Yes.
It's on the 14th this year?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a Friday. A week from Friday, you have like 13 days, 12 days.
Halloween's on the 13th.
Depending on listen to this show, you have anywhere between 9 and 15 days and or negative. You could have already missed the date and screw you, your girl hates you.
She'll get over it.
If you listen to this on Saturday, you've missed the boat. We had a great rehearsal. It was a good time. The show's going to be fantastic. The kids are great. Riku and a couple other kids are in it.
I get to get a peek of you. You poked my head in at the Super Bowl because it was right next door.
Right. I ignored the venue. I kept sneaking out to the Super Bowl party for food. But then,
your costume's cool, dude.
I'm wearing a top hat and a cape, and my mustache is all curled up.
And no shirt.
And I'm wearing a shirt.
Pants.
But like a pirate shirt with those like bracers at my wrist. You know, black leather bracers. Yar.
It's all open down to your belly button.
Mid-chest, yeah. I feel the need to tie some damsel to railroad tracks with large white cord.
Awesome.
Yeah, I liked your hat. Your top hat was cool.
But I'd sneak in and grab food and sneak out again like a magician.
Like a sneaky
Snidely whiplash. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
That was a phone of some sort.
Yeah, who got a call?
Can I answer?
What's the message say?
What kind of food were you sneaking in to grab, Rory?
Wings and burgers.
All right.
Mm. None of that vegetarian crap.
No.
Oh yeah, Spike
wings.
Was deep frying wings right there.
They're good
in the back of the room in a deep fryer.
They're good.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Well done. Yeah, it was a fun Super Bowl party that I didn't really get to go to over at Chubb's.
Other than that, I might have gone out on a date or two myself.
Really?
Lovely young lady that I've been seeing. Yes.
That's cute.
So
cool.
Yeah.
Anyone we know?
No.
Oh.
That's the even better part. Oh, no, you. No, actually, yeah, you met her. You all might have met her. That was last Monday.
She seemed
Nick did not.
I wasn't here.
Yeah. I came out to an open mic, Nick. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Thanks. Rick, when I was out of town, you know what?
I was going to go to the mic.
You must have got there late because I was there for a good 45 minutes before.
He did. Yeah, I went showed up with
Dakota.
Dakota, really super late.
Cody sample.
Hi, I'm Dakota, the gay bartender at Diamond Dolls.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. So, God bless him.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
But yeah, it was a nice open mic last week and such, and yeah.
Right.
You should all come down to the open mic at Jub Jub's Thursday.
Oh, it was hella fun.
Every Monday night.
Dude, and Greg from fucking, why can't I
The Canes.
The Canes. Greg from the Canes fucking did this great mashup of one of their songs, All We Are Is Gold, that song, and Booked Into Nazareth, Was a Feeling About Half Past Dead.
Right.
The band, that song, I forgot what that's called.
There was that one. I was at the open mic for
that's
a little while.
That's what it's solely called.
There was a comedian there who was actually pretty damn funny, and he went through his whole routine.
There was probably
20 people right in front of him. Not one single person heard a word that he said or laughed at anything that he said at all.
Right.
Yeah.
I was one of those people.
It was fucking ridiculous because the guy was actually pretty funny. He was trying real hard, and he was just looking at everybody in front of him like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Oh, and at the end,
I guess I'll try this other joke real quick. Nothing.
At the end, he gets off stage and is just standing by the side smoking a cigarette, just shaking his head going, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. And he should have.
It's a rough room, man, for comedians.
It is.
It's a rough room for musicians.
But I went.
Well, your background. I mean, it's all background music.
Yeah.
Like, nobody pays it. Do people pay attention to the beginning?
Way
sometimes,
no.
Yes.
No.
So really, the people show up so they can play and not pay attention to everybody else play.
But the spoken word people have to know how to grab everybody's attention and at least make them pay attention for a second.
Getting up on stage and yelling, what's up? My name is so-and-so. I'm a comedian. I'm going to tell you guys some jokes is not even the best way to go about that, though.
Like Jenny Pez getting up and just start talking about her twat or somebody's that's actually pretty effective. Like, just people stop and take notice.
I guess, yeah.
But by the end of her set, she's got everybody listening to her jokes. But a lot of comedians come to the open mic and can't hang.
Yeah. I thought that guy was funnier than Jenny, though, and I don't think anybody paid any attention to him.
He doesn't know how to – he didn't know how to grab the attention.
Yep. Yeah.
I, as a poet – my poems suck. I'm a poet, but people would listen to me because I would get up there and say, hi, I have a really small penis. Here's a poem that gets people's attention. This awkward silence brought to you by Pinky Polansky.
It's Pinky Danger now, I heard.
I think the band is going to stay the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
Pinky Danger. Check the Pinky link at pinkypolansky.com.
Felix likes to drink.
That's another thing I did this week. I went and saw Aversion Therapy at the Tap House on Friday.
Dude, and they got written up on in the R&R.
Yeah. It was a good week for our friend Evan.
Good job, boys.
Yeah, thank you.
And Brad likes them.
They're the guys who do our theme song at the beginning of the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice
fellas.
Oh, Aversion Therapy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually they play at Third Street Bar where I bartend part-time sometimes.
Yeah.
They mentioned Third Street Bar in one of their songs.
Yeah.
Like
No, they're there all the time, man. We love those guys. They come in, party hard all night, and then I yell at them to leave, and they yell at me to stay, and... The next thing you know, we're drunk and our pants are missing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Good times.
Very good.
Yeah. Well, it was rad.
Speaking of which, that's Sean there.
Oh, yeah, Sean.
We haven't introduced our guest,
Sean from
actually.
The BLC Clothing, right?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
And our other guest is?
Mike.
Mike.
That's right, Mike.
That's my business partner over there.
Right on. Dude, thanks for coming on to the
show,
you guys.
Don't just say partner, because people might get confused.
Yeah.
He said business partner.
Oh, we could business partner.
Business.
Well, and I like to imagine, like, when I see two
The strategy meetings with beer boxes.
Yeah.
Right.
It's official business, at least. Yeah.
You know the big guy's always the top, right?
Not in this case.
That's a stereotype, Rick.
I saw it in porn.
An awful, awful stereotype.
I hate it when the little guy tops. It just looks weird. I'm sorry.
If my girlfriend's listening to this, she's going to crack up because she calls Mike my hetero life mate. she calls him my boyfriend all the time, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faggot.
Riku, some people are just good friends, you know?
Yeah.
Don't dirty cocksucker.
Darling, don't judge.
There's something funny about little kids saying that's it every time.
Right. Well, it's like we were talking about.
Do you like it in your face?
Smooth creamy. Smooth creamy. It's the one for me.
I'm sorry. So anyway, you guys. So you guys have a business, apparently.
Yeah, we do.
We have a couple of businesses, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do a lot of stuff. But what we're here about is BLC Clothing. It's a local clothing company that we started up on a whim.
Rad.
So
How long ago? Good things in Reno.
Yeah. Well, actually, we both were trying to start out on our own clothing companies and then decided to just join forces and, you know, hey, let's not compete. Let's get together and knock some shit out.
Resources a little.
Exactly.
Yeah, one day I called Sean up, said, hey, come down to the shop. You got to see this.
Yeah, we just kind of sat down.
I showed him the logo I came up with, thought it over for a little bit. Let's do it.
And that's Biggest Little City, right?
Yeah. Well, we mostly. It started as bacon, lettuce, and cheese.
That's what I'm talking about.
My guess was Big Lesbian Cum Shot. But
bitches love cock.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That works.
They don't, though.
They but, do, certainly.
No, it does stand for Biggest Little City Clothing, and then you know, also Biggest Little Community. We do a lot of stuff with the community. We helped out at a couple fundraisers recently.
Yeah.
And, so...
We do all the fundraising stuff.
Drop some names, man. Tell us what
we
you're
actually,
raising money for.
We did a benefit about a week ago at Sidelines Bar for Savannah. She's a local girl that's getting ready to get a kidney replacement, and so we were.
Wasn't she like 11 years old?
Yeah, 11 or 12.
11 or 12 years
yeah.
old.
So what? We showed up and you know, set up a booth, and we're going to donate 50% of our shirt sales, and we donated 100% of our sticker sales to her fund. So
that's nice. Cool.
Very cool.
You know, just to good help cause, out, and man. Then we threw in a whole stack of shirts and stickers to the silent auction. So
nice.
Yeah, you know, and then a couple months before that, we did our breast cancer
at the Chin Chin at the El Dorado. That
yeah,
was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Nicole
raising a bunch of money to donate to a local breast cancer research over at Renown.
Yeah, awesome. No, very cool.
Actually, it wasn't nice. That one wasn't research. So wasn't that the one where they were?
Well, that was the one they actually put the money into a. Patient needs
yeah,
fund.
Yeah, patient
so
needs
okay.
fund. It actually went to help them with groceries or help them with their prescriptions or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the
it didn't
loose
go
ends
to
and
research.
Stuff.
It actually went to help actual
yeah, women
as
with
long
breast
as it's
cancer.
Not, as long as it's not to help breast cancer, because I would be against that.
Yeah. No.
Breast cancer is lame.
Right.
So, but yeah, we actually we helped
and
out
then,
with that.
Before Burning Man last year, we did the compression party downtown at a double boot space down there. And
nice.
That one was crazy. Our shirts were just flying off the tables.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
those good times.
Nice.
There's some fucking cool designs, too.
Where can I check out those designs online?
BLC Clothing. just Facebook.
So you know, I like how I picked up that cue.
I like that.
Just so you guys know, you have the show takes 2 days to come out, so you have 2 days to get the site ready.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect. Oh, it's up and running.
Yeah, right. It's already up and running. But,
maybe 2.5
and
days.
Then, you can find us on Facebook, BLC Clothing Reno, and then we're also on Instagram, BLC Clothing Reno.
Nice.
And if you're on Facebook and you like us and share us over the next month of February, if you do it the most, we're going to end up giving somebody a shirt design of their choice.
That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
We actually, last year, we gave away a ticket to Burning Man and took someone with us. We entered a bunch of likes that were on the post and drew a name. And
we did it old school status. We even put the little names in the hat.
Yeah.
We actually took somebody to Burning Man with us.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's pretty bitchin'. Yeah.
She really
that's random.
Give back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Sharing. We're big community guys, and we like to give in. Like, you know, we're all in this together. There's no reason why we can't all just
are you guys
get along and help each other up.
Are you guys from Reno, or did you move here?
I was
move
born
and
raised
it.
In Reno.
Okay.
I lived in one room for 19 straight years of my life.
I lived in...
Right on.
And then mom said, get out.
No, actually, my parents didn't want me to leave that. My mom said, no, you don't have to go.
Mom's like, he's the baby. Come back. Don't go.
Because she buys me food. And the only thing she doesn't do is my laundry.
But if you needed new clothes, she'd pick you up a pair of pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Socks.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. What about you?
I've been here for a little over 25 years.
All right. Transplant.
So, yeah, transplant.
Total transplant.
Hey,
but,
shut up, Sparks.
25 years is pretty good.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know,
dude, Sparks rules.
I remember when when McCarran over on the west end of town didn't even connect. It was dirt road.
Now, see, I remember that well enough to be on acid at the time. So,
oh, sweet.
I bet you were like five.
The old days, huh?
Yeah.
Well, before we got here, Mikey ate a mushroom, and I ate either an ecstasy or a Tic Tac. I found it on the floor of my truck, so I'm not sure what it was, but
we'll find out soon.
We'll see.
I found something brown and wrinkled up, looked kind of burnt. And I said, eh, fuck it.
How bad could it be?
We've eaten worse things. So.
Dude, but the shirts are like serious quality. I mean, this isn't just like crappy homemade stuff. It's actually like it looks really cool.
That's the thing. Like, we take extra steps that you wouldn't normally find in a traditional screen printing shop to really get our prints to just lay super smooth.
Fuck, yeah, and nice. And Nick, like some of the Michael Mara Show stuff that I've gotten, the t-shirts and stuff, inside of 6 months of washing it, like the lettering is like rotting right off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sean's wearing a shirt he's had for a long time, months and months, and like it's 8 months, and it's
well,
not
here,
even correct.
I'll give you guys a preview.
All right. Is he taking it off?
Yeah.
This is
taking it off.
Well, actually,
Rick, you got to come here and see this.
Yeah, I'll get in here. Come here.
Yeah.
Dude, you better make it rain.
Yeah,
bring a stack of nickels.
Bring a camera.
Bring some money.
Nipples.
Bring dollars.
So, we actually made this hoodie I'm wearing. It's our dope line. So, you know, just kind of
that's a dope hoodie, dude.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And then this is one of our best shirts.
Yeah.
Look at that.
We've got a tatted up Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens with Rebel Nevada and BLC on his face there.
That's awesome.
And then I got one on, too.
He's actually wearing
my chest, too.
What do we got there?
He's actually wearing our Clint Eastwood shirt. It says the real OG on it.
That's a good fucking shirt right there.
Nice.
Because, you know, Clint Eastwood's the original gangster. He started it.
He's a badass
man with no name.
Yeah. We got Rory a shirt we actually brought in. We didn't, unfortunately, we weren't even told about the narcissistic
asshole. I don't tell anybody about my other hosts.
Yeah, so.
They're the little people.
We're gonna
I like shirts.
We like to give, and we would have brought some for you guys, too, but we didn't.
That's all right.
We'll share.
So we have this for
you. No, it's cool. You guys
let me see. What does it
my
say?
My other house is a meth lab.
And there's a trailer on it. That's funny.
That's excellent.
Yeah,
that looks good, man.
Yeah, you know, we try and do sick artwork and push that envelope of pissing people off.
You guys doing mostly business through the internet, or are you going to plan on setting up a shop somewhere?
We have a couple plans going on right now. We actually are got really, really high quality likes from the guys over at Reno Envy. And yeah, even the owner stopped by our booth and he's like, dude, I love what you guys are doing.
Yeah, and that's a good example of a company who got that kind of business off the ground and is doing
exactly.
Real well.
Yeah. So he actually said, you know, when we get up and running, come in and talk to him and, you know, he'll see what he could do about putting us in the Reno Envy store. So,
very cool.
Super awesome. Because
they're great over there.
Another one.
They're
big, after
also big
like
community
a,
supporters.
Yeah. And they got really do have their shit together, man.
Yeah.
I went into, I can't even remember where it was, but it was the gold and silver, and they have gold and silver shirts with Reno Envy on them too.
Yeah. Oh, rad.
Yeah. I used to work with
those guys actually a while back.
It was like my first job when I was in high school. I was working at a print shop that they were having all the Reno Envy stuff done at.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I got to kind of know some of the guys.
I thought you meant there was a print shop to learn the trade, see the
develop over the years.
No, I just thought, what a random weird place to have them two hooked up together.
Partnership.
Reno
Envy really appreciates like the real true Reno, and I think gold and silver is one of those
shows
things.
It.
Yeah,
that impressed me a lot.
Yep. Yeah,
Nick also likes shit.
You know, don't take my opinion for it. I'm just one guy.
Again, out of context.
Chewy, make up your mind. Are you with him or are you against him?
Yes.
Well, I think it's time for a reset here a little bit.
Yeah, all right. We have some equipment here.
I do.
Sean's a DJ as well. What's your
dude?
Handle?
Is there anything he can't do?
Yeah, I'm not good at spelunking.
Have you tried it?
Once.
It was in college.
Totally not what I thought it was. I got a lot of friends that are big Bay Area DJs.
Oh, DJs, right.
Yeah. And they
Bay Area
do
DJs.
A lot of stuff. So
that's code.
I was going to just play some of their stuff. And
oh, right on.
Yeah,
sweet.
Just kind of
so
throw
is
a plug out to them. So this song that's coming up is by a buddy of mine who's no longer around. Met this guy at an underground rave in the Bay Area. Super cool guy. Heart of Gold. And his name's D-Bot, and this first song is one he mixed up, so we'll get it going for you guys.
Right on.
It's hot in my ears. I know, don't be tears. You're hurting inside, been hurting for years. I know, don't be tears. But it's never that clear. On another midnight.
On another midnight.
Dope man, please, yeah. Can I have Damn. Another hit?
Yeah. So what was that you were saying about an art car, Mike?
Oh, yeah. My dad and I have been going to Burning Man since 2007. It's like our father-son cool. getaway. I designed a shirt that says, screw fishing. My dad and I go to Burning Man.
But, nice. Awesome.
Yeah, we got an art car, the Red Rooster Ranch. And we just
Yeah, I've seen that. I've
A lot of people think it looks like a caboose, but it's actually a brothel.
It was at that I was the MC at some fundraiser over last summer where it was at over on
California. We do a lot of community stuff with it. We take it.
Well,
everywhere.
It was a Burning Man fundraiser thing.
Yeah,
a little black tie.
We get out with it. Yeah. But actually today we just bought a brand new sound system for it.
Oh yeah.
Powered PAs and a sub.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Nice.
We're upgrading.
Bumping on the plot.
We're going to be slapping.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully Sean can get his ass out there, too.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Slap that dope shit down.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be crazy.
Rick, I'm not hearing a lighter.
Oh, I'm almost there.
Creepy.
So is that music available somewhere?
That's D-Bot, and you can find it on SoundCloud.
Okay, so
on SoundCloud.
He's D-Bot from the Bay Area, SoundCloud. And his DJ name is D-Bot.
Yeah, D-B-O-T.
Yeah, so, D-B-O-T.
D-B-O-T.
Got it.
So is he queer?
No, he's not. He's actually a really awesome
Every DJ
guy.
In the Bay is queer.
That's what I thought.
Did you say?
He wishes he could be queer.
He's not with us anymore?
Yeah, he's not with us anymore.
He's not with us anymore?
No, he just passed away last year.
No shit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That sucks.
How are fucking DJs old enough to die?
You know, he just unfortunate circumstances, unfortunately.
It happens. Those beats are sick, though.
There have been DJs since
like,
the 70s, right?
Well, not like really that good. Kind of DJ. Yeah. Not like...
Grandmaster Flash.
No, he was a really cool guy, man.
Dude, but like, was it like car accident or drugs? Or?
You know, I don't really want to talk about
that.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You know, but no,
I'm
he's
curious.
Super, super great guy. If you ever had a chance to meet him, give you the shirt off his back in the middle of a rainstorm. You know,
he's got a SoundCloud.
He's on SoundCloud, yeah. So if you get on there, D-Bot, he's got three or four full length mixes for about an hour long. So
cool,
awesome,
cool.
Very cool. That was really good shit.
Yeah, just some hard hitting stuff, man. So
yeah, mix it up here.
Get
on
up
the podcast.
What you get down. That's right. You never know what you're gonna get. Season 4. It's a brand new show.
People waking up on podcast day, running it at work, start dancing at work. You know?
Right.
Hopefully.
Yes. We have a dance break every day at the shop.
If they made it through the
dance break.
If they made it through the gay bowling part. Then yeah, they're probably still.
Sometimes we dance to that, and sometimes it's like you do this in the news.
Man. Yeah.
You just gotta dance it out. Right.
We just get a little crazy.
The heart of rock and roll is still beating.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dude,
I do want a new
Lewis
drum.
Plucks the strings on my heart.
Right. I like you. He's a good harmonica
Sports
player.
Is probably one of the best albums ever made.
Great singer.
So how long have you been working together at the shop? You might have said before, but I'm dumb.
We're coming up on a year. This madness started a year ago.
We've known each other for a considerably longer time than that, you know?
Yeah.
My sister used to date him, for like a couple weeks or something.
Yeah.
It's a good way to meet somebody.
Was that difficult?
But he was friends with my next door neighbor's son, Scott, so
yeah.
We were always around, and they lived next door to us since I was like 5.
Dude,
so.
It's difficult to have a friend that you know how they talk about women, date your sister. I've had that happen, and it sucks. It's wait a minute.
He didn't know that till afterwards.
When you find out I was not of the age, I didn't want to know.
We tried to shelter him.
It was just me and Matt Bodie.
Oh, you know Matt? We've had him on this show before.
Yeah, he's a really good friend of mine.
He's the guy that got me started into drumming. Because we used to just two-piece it in my parents' garage and scream across the street when Scott lived across the street.
Yeah, we had a roommate situation across the street, which was pretty cool. So my buddy's mom lived like 2 houses down, so we'd go grocery shopping at her house. Starving artist type stuff, right? You know?
the garage grocery?
Yep, that's it.
Remember Suburbia? What did they call that?
Right. I forget.
Fuck, there was like a fun name for it, like garage diving or something. I don't know. Yeah. God damn it.
Just find open garages and raid their freezers while they walk down the street. Yeah. Speaking of, you said, so you're a musician too. You were talking earlier too
well,
that you have a band.
Well, no, he said he was a drummer, Rory.
Oh. Rick.
I'm sorry.
I beat the Skins pretty well.
Good comeback.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your band. Let's give yourself a little plug here.
All right. Well, me and my friend Andy, we used to be coworkers, and we were just like two punk dudes in the shop not wanting to take shit, and we started a band.
Nice. What's the name of it again?
DBS.
DBS.
Yes.
Donkey Butt Sex.
Donkey Butt Sex. Actually, it's Death by Society, but I like donkey
society.
Butt sex better.
Yeah.
Everybody likes donkey butt sex better.
Everybody likes donkey butt sex better than death by society.
Well, if you had your choice, I think we all know what we'd pick.
Donkey butt sex sounds a lot more fun to watch.
Yeah.
I kind of want a burrito right now.
Donda es de donkey show.
a little burro. Is that what he meant?
Yes, a little burro.
I get Latin jokes.
do you guys play around a lot?
Yeah, we do. We've been playing for like 4 years, but
sexually.
Sorry.
Hey, that's our dude right there.
That's Zombo.
Zombo!
Yes, it is. Yeah. We watch him all the time.
Fucking Zombo rules.
Yeah.
But
11:30 Saturday night, kind of
exactly
late.
Where you
sat
are
on that same chair.
Yeah, we've had Zombo. We've had Zombo.
Sexually.
No, we didn't really.
Well, yeah, we've been playing for a while. We haven't really taken it too seriously at the start. We were just like concentrating on really writing some good stuff. But
cool.
We started getting out and playing lately. We got a show coming up next Friday down at Third Street Bar.
Very cool.
Over at Sean's bar there. That's 155 West Street.
What a beautiful bar that is.
What a pussy to play at the bar you work at.
Well, the funny thing is a lot of people ask me, like, that's a blues bar, and you're going to play punk there? Yes, we are.
Yeah. Diversion Therapy rules that. They play everything.
That's the best part
of
it.
And they do comedy there. That's not a blues bar.
Yeah.
It's just a blues bar.
Yeah, you know what? CBGB's is a blues bar, too.
I was just
going
to
say
that. Country, bluegrass. What was it?
All the fun stuff to listen
to. Country, bluegrass, and blues. Yeah. So,
face!
Right,
the Shames had their record release there. It was packed.
That was a good show.
Yeah, that was a rad show.
Yes,
it's a great bar.
We did our clothing line release party there too.
Yeah. Oh, right on.
That was fun.
Yeah, every Tuesday,
nice
they
big
have,
bar.
That's not blues at all.
High ceilings,
crushed.
What do they have every Tuesday, Sean?
Tuesday they have a 17-piece orchestra in there. So.
Holy shit!
What? That's actually pretty rad. If you want to hear some, 20s and 30s,
like jazz,
sounds fucking awesome.
They do what?
Big band numbers.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like that's right up
every
your alley,
Tuesday.
Right?
No,
every
they
Tuesday.
Do?
Yeah,
every Tuesday.
And you could get Shirley Temple.
What time is it?
In the third oldest building in Reno,
I think 8.
Fuck, are they any good?
No, they're amazing.
You're
amazing.
Fucking kidding me. That's going out of town and nobody told
me. They're horrible, Rick.
Yeah. Well, apparently they need to advertise better.
Yeah, no.
Because, I live on that shit and I didn't know that was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty plugged in, I like to think,
I
about
might
myself.
Skip poetry night and go...
Holy shit.
Come check out viable alternative.
Is there a cover?
No, just no. Kidding. There's never a cover at Third Street usually.
Yeah.
99% of the time, there's never a cover all the time.
Fuck.
That's awesome.
Damn, dude.
No, yeah, it's free music all the time. Tim and Mickle are the owners, and they really, really like to promote free music. You know, they don't want to charge people to come in and have a good time. Mm-hmm. So
they're probably pretty good to the bands that play there. They just pay them a flat fee.
Yeah, I don't know how that all works.
Our show next Friday, it's free. Yeah. We're not taking any money in from it just because I don't think you should have to pay for music.
Sometimes we do have a cover charge at the door there, but it's, for out-of-town bands that are really good, like the 44s, Black Market 3.
Somebody touring
those
and like singing for their supper.
They need gas money.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I know
Jelly Bread doesn't just play shows for free.
Right.
Those guys are expensive to get.
Yeah, and stuff like that. We try and help the bands out there, but they're from out of town. They're traveling. They need a place to stay. They need
Holy
food.
Shit.
So.
Right, yeah.
Dude, there's a local swing jam happening every week.
Oh, yeah, dude. Every Tuesday.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Fuck.
I probably did.
You
yeah, come on down.
Gobble down on that, Rick.
Tomorrow night.
Sexually.
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Shit. Go by and check it out. Wednesday night, they got
to open. What time does it start? What time does it usually end?
They usually, about 8 to 10 is usually what they play.
Fuck.
Tuesday night?
Every Tuesday night.
I got a session.
And then
night,
Wednesday
nights,
you guys always have Pat and Brandon and
Wednesday
all
night's the
regular knuckleheads.
The open mic comedy competition that they do. Every Thursday's Blues Jam, and then Friday and Saturdays, they got booked bands there.
Yeah.
So it's actually really cool.
It's a nice bar, too.
Yeah.
The old, if you're unfamiliar with it, it's Ye Old Molly Malone's.
Yep.
Or
for a very short time, the Blue Lamp.
The new lamp.
The new lamp.
Yeah, better than a Blue Lamp. Way better owners. Super fun guys, man, too. They're really good guys. So yeah, if you get a chance, go down there and check it out.
Right on.
Right
sounds
on Third
like a
Street,
plan.
Right by that the El Dorado garage.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, right next to
it.
So.
Damn.
Cool. Is it time or?
I think it's time.
Okay.
What do you think, Rick?
I love it. And nothing happened.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. I'm going to ask you gentlemen a couple of random insulting questions and silently judge you. Are you ready to play?
Yay!
Yeah. I'm going to fail.
Excellent.
It was rad because I think Mike was saying that he heard last week's show, and I thought, oh, and there was no quiz on last week's show.
Oh,
so
no,
you
Sean.
Don't know
yeah,
oh, Sean.
I heard,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah,
yeah,
I heard Sean heard it, but he did not hear the quiz. He did not hear the quiz.
Yeah.
So, once again, I've left
quiz
all the
virgins.
Questions at home, so with my powers of mentalism, I'm going to remember things.
Excellent.
Right. Well, shut up. Rick, no, Mike. Your name is Mike.
Yes,
I see this,
Mike.
Yeah. I'm prophesying that your name is Mike. Mike, what's your favorite drunk food?
Favorite drunk food?
When you're loaded and you just need to eat food, what's the thing you want most?
Jim Boy's Tacos.
Perfect.
Yeah, good answer.
That's a very
good
popular answer.
Yeah, very extremely popular answer in Reno.
In fact,
Nevada.
I don't know a single drunk that won't eat that.
It's delicious.
Sober
I want it
drinking.
Now, and I'm not even drunk.
It's all greasy and drips down your lips.
You just squeeze that shit. And yeah. Wow.
Sean, same question to you, sir.
Oh, that's a toss-up. I'm going to have to say the steak and eggs at Cal Neva. Or
Not
Golden
bad.
Silver.
Ooh, all right, but steak and
Gulp
eggs.
Gulp and slobber.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with that.
How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
Nice.
I like my chickens aborted all the way.
Unfertilized.
Slurping.
Speaking of food... what all would you want your last meal on this wonderful earth to be? Say they're shooting you off to Mars. You're part of the Mars colonization team. What's the last thing you want to eat prepared on Earth?
Your last Earth food.
This is going to sound amazingly weird, but meatloaf, white rice, green beans, drenched in gravy.
Actually, that's not weird at all.
Awesome.
That's a grown-up comfort food.
Exactly. My mom used to make that for me all the time.
Hell
like
yeah.
Your mom.
I like that answer. Sean, you better have a good answer.
Ugh. Damn. I'll probably be eating with Mike if we're getting shipped off somewhere, because someone's going to have to make t-shirts on Mars, so whatever Mike's having.
Oh.
Mars needs t-shirts.
I'm sorry, that's not a good answer. That's negative points there. When searching the internet late at night all by yourself...
Boops.
What's your favorite
wow.
keyword? Boobs?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought he was Kreskin.
Your
for
inspiration
a
for spanking you know, it. What was your favorite keyword to use?
Prison piss.
Favorite keyword when I'm late at night.
Russian.
There
yeah,
you go.
It'd have to be like Russian.
Dude, and I got to agree.
Funny. Or Russian and car, because there's always something funny with Russians and cars.
No, I to
no.
No, inspiration to.
Oh, inspiration oh. To, oh, to whack it.
Boobs. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I thought boobs was going to be
your
answer there.
See, I didn't hear the last part of that question. It would be a sloppy.
Good answer.
Sometimes
while,
there's a throat
answer.
In there.
sloppy throat. I bet you probably get a lot of good stuff that way.
Oh, you'd be amazed. Don't use Bing, though. They don't. No. Google's where it's at.
Take off safe search.
Sean.
Mine would have to be seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah, I play off of Mikey Sloppy there.
You're not doing
big
real
booty
well here.
Or,
3 points for
I'm
that.
I'm gonna try
answer.
That later. I bet I come up with a lot of really awful porn.
How often do you masturbate, Sean?
Not
you,
frequent
you mentioned
enough.
That you have a girl.
I do. Yeah, so
but he doesn't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to.
But you should because you can.
Yeah.
It's your right as an American.
So how often do you do it or by yourself? Think
you know,
about
that,
her and
that,
lovingly
you know, that
touch
really,
yourself.
That all depends on if she's out of town or not.
She doesn't go out of town very often.
There we go.
Yay!
I got a point.
It's a better answer. Mike, how about yourself?
Every day.
Man's answer.
Not even going to think about it. Every day.
Man's answer.
A lot of practice. So, hey, ladies.
Yeah,
he's single for a few years.
If you're interested
single.
In a daily masturbator.
Sean,
it's hard to find.
Hey, it's good practice when you do it right.
Absolutely right.
Well, and hey, you know, you got to do it at least once a day before the act so you have a little better stamina when you get to the act. It really does help out. Like, that has something about Mary, but without the getting your junk caught in a zipper.
Yeah.
Right.
Jizz all in your
I hate that part.
Hair.
Yeah, that's one of the... moving along.
We're watered a little.
I got a couple.
All right, Nick.
All right. What was the first record you ever
bought
with your own money?
Oh, that would have been... Oh, what one was that? I want to say it was Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion. No, it wasn't. It was Warrant, Cherry Pie.
Ooh. Yeah. Give him some points for that, dude.
That was the first vinyl album I bought. I had vinyl albums before that. My parents used to... Actually, my parents do collect vinyl, so I have a pretty good inheritance when they're gone.
Nice. I'm just waiting for them to die so I can borrow some.
Right.
All right. And Mike?
You know, actually, the first time I bought a stack of albums off of my sister's boyfriend. He was an ex-boyfriend.
Right.
Now... Man, the top one was Sublime, 40 Ounces of Freedom.
Were they all scratched, and did he screw over his ex's little brother?
I think that's one.
No, actually not. He did actually screw me over and took it all back and pawned it off after
I it. What a dick.
Meth head.
Good-ass album, though.
Yeah.
Okay, a little addendum to that question. What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, this is pathetic.
Warrant.
The first, no, believe it or not, it wasn't. The first concert I ever went to was Boys to Men.
Nice. Again.
Even I thought that was gay.
The more embarrassing or oddly matched.
Yeah, it was actually.
Boys to Men was actually pretty good.
They're good. Yeah.
It was that, I saw them play with this band, too. Believe it or not, they played with this band called Transatlantic Crush. And I don't know why I remembered them except for one song, and I can't remember the lyrics, and they were like not even a one hit wonder.
But still the same Philly, New Jack
kinda.
Swing, I think they call it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, kind of that new age.
Chewy with his urban hip hop lore.
That was hardly hip hop. That was not hip hop, but it was.
Yeah.
Newtown.
R&B.
Yes.
It's R&B.
Yeah.
Dude, do you even have any black friends?
ABC. Belle Biv DeVoe.
Right. Oh, there you go. Now he's
I know for a fact Chewy has black friends.
I do have
I do
several.
Too. I know that. Yeah.
I thought you were trying to say I do too.
They're all the
friends.
Same people.
They're the same friends I have. Yeah.
It's just one guy, really. But he's got three
it
first
be the
names.
Same guy. I don't know because they all look the same.
Well, his name's Jerome Tyrone.
At the bar late at night. What about you? What was your first show?
My first show was Guttermouth.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a solid answer.
Punk rock.
Yeah.
Not as embarrassing as... Or, you know, like awkward.
Boys to Men.
They're good, but, yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, you know, it was
be like,
you know,
yeah, I saw fucking Metallica or Slayer or something.
No,
or,
no.
Or, you know.
But you I saw John Bono, man. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to admit, they were all adorable.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, like, you got to think, when I went, that
could
was...
sing the panties off some ladies.
You know, when
they
was just getting hot, so I went with a girl, you know. I was like
chicks
love
that. Oh, and then they're all worked up looking at him and taking out on
right?
You.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, that's like watching chick flicks to get laid.
And then they're disappointed because they didn't get black cum.
Right. There's so much truth in that, it hurts. It hurts deep to my soul.
Took a girl to see Nelson on Valentine's Day.
She wasn't looking for no black cock.
No.
No.
I took a girl to see
she actually ended up. She ended up dumping me and finding herself a lesbian in college. That's how that
went. Nelson is actually a lesbian band.
That's awesome.
How weird that a lesbian cloned. Would be attracted to you.
What?
Oh, that wasn't
did
sarcastic.
You get down on that?
Did you try a lesbian? Or?
I didn't figure out how to do that until college. then it's like shooting fish in a barrel.
How about the
Stabbing
fight?
Fish in a barrel.
Let's do the fight club
they're
question.
They're not really lesbians.
If you get in a fight with anybody in history and get away with it, who would it be? Sean's going first here.
Oh, man. Anybody in history?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I would have to say...
Did someone fart?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's a tough one. I'd have to say Hitler.
Yeah.
Popular answer.
Popular.
Yeah. I'd like to throw him an elbow or two.
You're like, bitch. Between Hitler and Jim Boys, you're riding the majority right now.
All right, Mike?
Charlie Chaplin. I don't know if I'd ever want to fight him, though.
Both
but I think that could work.
Interesting, they both had the same mustache.
Yeah.
You guys just want to fight that mustache style. It's, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, watch out. Watch out.
Please keep describing your age and location at losing your virginity.
Age and location. I was approximately 16.
Approximately? You don't remember?
Well, I remember it.
It must not have been very good. Did he not?
It
was
wasn't.
He not
no, it wasn't. It was my first time. You know, it didn't perform the way I thought it should. But it was at a girl's house. I used to sneak out to her house every like Friday and Saturday.
And her brother.
Stay there until like 3 or 4 in the morning. Actually, no. Oh. She had
Rick's really hoping this turns into that.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah,
ahead.
No, she actually had two older sisters.
Damn!
That's what I'm talking about.
Tried to get on with one of them. It didn't happen.
No,
that's
I
don't like this story.
It wasn't that great. It was.
Well, you're not scoring the like game, so pipe down, you.
Sean. Same question to you, sir.
Oh, let's see. I was 16, and it was in the back of a truck camping. Typical
like
Reno
open
shit.
Back?
Yeah, open That's back. Awesome. Nice. Yeah.
With the stars where were you camping at?
We were actually out at Pyramid Lake.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go.
Reno Spirit Lake. World.
No, that's a great answer.
Yeah. Hey, typical Reno
Who
spot.
Hasn't?
Right. Right.
Oh, dude, I've even had sex out there. Yeah.
You ever
right.
be having sex in a Pyramid Lake and it's a sleeping bag and one of them water babies rolls up in there? It's creepy.
Or you could almost step on a scorpion getting out of the truck in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stung by a bee the size of a
I've
fucking hummingbird.
I've had a scorpion in my car from there. It sucks.
Yep.
They're
scary everywhere.
Shit.
Exciting. Ancient Indian spirits.
Especially the really little ones that are cute and, you know, totally harmless.
Everyone knows that.
Yep. Nick, jump over to some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Actually, I'd like to start the rapid fire
questions.
All right,
go for it.
With something awful. Blue waffle or lemon party? Go.
Blue waffle.
Lemon party.
All right.
You know what they're talking about, Nick?
No. I would.
You really ought
that,
to,
I
Nick.
I know that a blue waffle is an awful thing that I don't want to look at.
I'm
the
curious.
Kind of guy who, like, if they say you can't unsee it, then don't fucking show me, bro. I don't want to see it. You know,
all right.
But anyway, it's not about me. It's about rapid fire questions. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Beatles.
Mm. Biggie or Tupac?
Biggie.
Let's
the
think.
Right
Journey or Kansas?
Kansas.
Journey. How are we even partners in this shit?
Rick, did you have one?
That's
true.
Yeah. ASL or Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
It's ALS, Rick. ASL is sign language.
Oh, that's what I meant. Do you want to learn sign language or have Alzheimer's?
I'd rather have
ALS,
Alzheimer's.
You're right.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, I'd go with Alzheimer's.
They're beat up or arrested?
Depends on how the beating, but beat up.
Yeah, I'm going to say beat up, too.
Yep. You get over that a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a whooping like a man.
Mm-hmm. At least I could go home and lay in my own bed after I get beat up.
Bleed under your pillows.
Cry
have
myself,
mom make you some soup or something.
Cry myself to sleep and not worry about the ass raping later.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Pepsi.
Let's go.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Lightning. Times are tough.
Obama.
Yeah. This is a shameless political.
Oh, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Red hair.
Well, I already have red hair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I guess I'd rather be gay.
Nice.
Faggot.
Mike's a flamer.
Bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate covered bacon.
Nice. You can go for
Farmer's
the
Market.
I'm going to say bacon.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Farmer's All Market. Right.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Reno or Sparks?
Reno.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars and definitely Reno.
Right. Absolutely. Good choice.
Fuck you guys.
All right. Let's just see t-shirt company stuff.
T-shirt or sweatshirt?
Sleeveless t-shirt.
Long sleeve or hoodie?
Hoodie.
Ringer or wife beater?
Ringer.
Ringer.
Shaved or bald? I mean, hairy or shaved? Sorry.
Shaved.
Okay. Shaved
up top or down below?
Los dos.
good quantifier. You just have to answer the question.
It's all about the hardwood
bald.
Floors.
Bald.
You can slide with your socks.
Okay, if you can live in you can live in a world where there was either no Beatles or no bald pussies, which would you rather live in?
Are you kidding me?
No Beatles.
No Beatles. I can stand so hairy. Yeah.
That's all right, man. I'm done.
AIDS
I'm
or cancer?
Oh yeah, I forgot the funny ones.
What's that?
We're on a comedy
AIDS,
show.
AIDS or
rather
cancer?
AIDS or cancer?
Yeah, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer. I could smoke.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I could smoke more weed on cancer.
They let you smoke weed on AIDS.
Yeah, I've got AIDS.
You probably smoke a lot of weed on AIDS.
I'm trying to make AIDS sound good.
Coldplay or herpes?
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Oh, you guys
herpes
are bad.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah.
They did both have to think about
good
that.
Good thing
one.
About herpes yeah. is you can only get it once.
Coldplay can happen over and over again.
You never know when surprise Coldplay will happen.
And that was the first time Mike got crabs.
All right. I think we're done with that. With a really a stomping like yesterday's Super Bowl with 2,311 points, Mike's taking the cake over Sean's pitiful 163.5.
Ooh,
you get a half
yeah.
point.
Yeah. Half a point.
He was, oh, Mikey, was for, yeah. it's your birthday next week.
And you win this. You okay? So first, Sean, you get a lovely consolation prize of one. Sticker.
Oh, sweet.
And
Jesus.
You get a whole collection of Worst Little Podcasts awesome. And Fuck the Revendory Dog stickers.
Wow,
congratulations.
Way to go.
I'm going
to
put these on my bass drum.
Yeah, put them on lots
of
things.
Black and white.
You have lots drum. Of them. You can put it everywhere. Oh, everywhere yeah.
You could upholster your couch
scooter.
With that
scooter.
Yeah.
Sean just has the one.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. That he's immediately putting on his digital turntable. Mm. That's pretty bitchin'.
That's music
time.
That's
the Revendory Dog.
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of the turntable, okay. Should we have a little more music?
Absolutely.
But did you want
to
say something?
I wanted to say goodnight, ladies, to y'all, and that I had a lovely show, and I hope that the rest of the show goes well. Next week, I can't really think of what's coming up myself. I know Hell Acapella is playing the 7th at Harry's Watering Hole, and then nice. Liver Scars are playing the Skate Jam on the 15th at Jub Jub's.
That's going to be a good show.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be fun.
So. Who else playing that? I know like
Vampirates are playing.
Vampirates.
Isn't every band Dave is in
Vendetta.
Playing it?
Yeah, probably.
I'll be
voted best band.
One.
Maybe are you guys on it?
No, we would like to be.
Go to the bar and sign up or something. I think, or I'm not sure.
They're gonna have a ramp and everything in a bar.
Get into contact over there.
Speaking of the bar and something to sign up for, Band Roulette.
Yes.
We're still looking for more drummers.
They need one drummer.
We need one drummer. We
to
can
do it.
And it's essentially you sign up on a list.
Right
Mike from DBS. Dude.
Mike from DBS. I'm down.
You sign up on a list, and Dave Massoud and Chris Fox randomly assign people to bands. And every Sunday night, a new band has 1 week to prepare a set and play two songs the following Sunday.
Oh my God! Nice.
And it's
awesome.
It's a competition, and we're gonna there'll be little prizes, and it'll be a good time.
I'm totally down.
Bragging
rights. Put me in the way. Let me know.
Good way to network and meet.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah, Dave Massoud and Chris Fox are running that down at Jub Jub's. So yeah,
cool.
And anybody listening to this, if it sounds cool, sign up. The more the merrier, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a lot of fun
and
out there.
Have some fun with music.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good time.
People doing some cool shit.
Hell yeah. Well, all right. Are you going to take off and get down to the open mic?
Yeah, I got to go down. I'm hosting last week, folks listening. I hosted last week. And I'm also hosting this week. So see you on Monday.
Double dose
at the open
of
mic.
Nick.
That's right. All right.
I'll see you later,
awesome. Ladies.
Well, to segue back to Sean here, let's cue up some more of that dope jams you got in your magic electrical box.
This one's by my homegirl, Miss Hayes. This is a good remix.
Hop with it.
nice shit there. Who was that again?
Let's see. The first song was Miss Hayes. You can find her on SoundCloud as well. And that second track there was by Six Block and OG Hazard. Six Block, a.k.a. R.A.W. I had the pleasure of seeing him at an underground in the Bay Area. And that was a long weekend, let me tell you.
Is it okay to talk about him? He didn't pass away. Also,
no, right? No, he's good. He's good. He's a long.
Make jokes and I feel
he's
bad.
A long, long time DJ. He's been in the Bay Area for a while. He's
not gay either, right?
No, not gay either. Sorry, bad. Bro.
I'm
wow,
just
you're just pent up here.
I'm
aren't
super
you?
Gay. This
I do.
Week.
I yeah.
Getting hit on by 22-year-olds makes me like yeah,
dude. I got a gay friend I'll hook you up with.
Really?
Yeah.
He can't be too cute, but he can't be too ugly.
And he can't be too queenie.
Yeah. Got to no, be a guy. Yeah. I didn't get gay so I could date guys that talk like chicks. You know what I mean?
Right. No, he's pretty cool, dude. Get I'll hook you guys up.
Nice.
Hey, if that doesn't work out, I got a friend, too.
Foxy. Hey. So, yeah. So, send him my Facebook, right?
I will.
They got to read, too. John Water says, if you date somebody and they don't have books, don't fuck them.
There's so, it's a good I don't really have nothing I'm going to promote this week, but I will promote this. If you're a gay dude who's not too ugly and not too hot, then get a hold of Rick because he's a good guy. All right?
What would Uncle Nick do?
My PSA for the week.
Thank you, Chewy. So yeah, spay and neuter your cats and bang Rick, please.
Yeah. The spay and neuter the cats thing was last week.
Spay and neuter
I'm
your neighbors.
You need a sticker.
It's disturbing. That trailer park behind the Cheesesteak place is really fucked up with the stray cats. So really wanted to let people. There. Yeah.
We're going to make a new shirt that says fucks like cats.
Eye safety, too. If you're working on any kind of tools like a saw or a drill or something, just go ahead and put some safety glasses on because really, maybe you won't get hurt, but maybe you will.
There
you
go.
Wow.
I said,
sorry.
I love that's no joke. I've seen a sawzall with a dildo on the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't want to be around something like that without goggles on.
Well, that's how we bought all our printing equipment. Mikey did a little video, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had to do a show. That's why I came up with the band name.
Home How To.
The donkey called in sick that night.
It was pretty bad. It didn't last on the internet all that long.
Dildo was on the sawzall.
Actually the nickname of this dude who's hung. Never mind.
Can you believe Two Girls, One Cup got more hits than Donkey Butt Sex? Bummed about that.
Hey, time's going to tell on that.
They had like 5,000 more, but whatever.
But Donkey Butt Sex has been around a lot longer than Two Girls, One Cup.
I see originale.
Yeah. Moving along, I'd like to say that this last segment of the show has been brought to you by Reno Computer Fix, our good friends down at Reno Computer Fix at 1072 South
Wells. Nice segue, Rory.
Thank you. RenoComputerFix.net. Take them, all of your computers, go buy their refurbished computers. Stop in and just say hi to the guys and buy some art. The guys and gals.
And they in no way endorse Donkey Butt Sex.
Well, no way. Yes. Not even on those all-expense-paid corporate trips to
Mexico. They're okay with it as long as it's between two donkeys who are both consenting.
Two consenting donkeys.
Two consenting. Then it's fine.
That's actually the talk show I have. It's between two donkeys.
Especially if it's a male and a female donkey.
Facing away and...
Can't be gay donkey butt sex. That's gross.
So it's a bunch of shit. What's between two donkeys and a butt? It's a bunch
exactly.
of shit.
Right.
I hope they never hear
it's
this commercial.
I also want to remind you about the Hazards of Love show coming up this weekend, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's the 7th, 8th, and 9th show.
Speaking of herpes.
Yes, that is one of the Hazards of Love.
Right.
Yes, right. Good. Well
Boy,
done, sir.
Nice pause, guys. Thanks a lot.
Wait, anybody who told you that was love, Rick, they lied to you.
It keeps on giving. Stays with you forever. Not like flowers that wilt and die.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except for herpes. That shit comes home.
Let's see what else is going on. There's a bunch of great shows going on this weekend. So consult your local, Sears. Sears and fortune tellers to find out what's happening in Reno.
Your total tire care center.
We treat you right. Yeah, go look it up online. I'm lazy this week. Fuck it. I want to thank Sean and Mike from BLC Clothing. What's your website? BLCclothing.net. Yeah.
Get on there and you can order our stuff.
You can also find us on the Facebook at BLC Clothing Reno and on Instagram, BLC Clothing Reno. And get on there, like us, share us, like herpes. Yep. Get out there and share our page.
It's not to keep to yourself.
Right. We're better than herpes.
These guys are pretty cool. Go support the band. Go support Third Street. Make sure he's got a steady paycheck coming in, because this whole T-shirt company's not cutting it.
Yeah.
Oh, it will soon.
It will.
Oh, but yeah. Definitely stop in.
Talking about ground floor Third right Street. Now. Yeah.
Friday, no, 7 p.m.
It's all about work. It's all about working for ourselves.
That's it. Yeah. You know? Yeah. We're about giving back to the community, too. So.
But interns.
Interns.
Yeah, then you know you're living it.
Hey, wait a minute. That's why I haven't
gotten a paycheck. That's what we knew we made it was when we got an intern.
Yeah. Rick, who's in studio this week?
Hey. Riptide Bandits.
Wow.
Riptide Bandits and Riptide Bandits and we got all the drum tracks down, and they want to polish up some of the guitar and bass stuff. So that's kind of fun.
I actually seen them play.
They're a lot of fun.
I don't just make this up like my imaginary friends. Like I really do. There really is a band coming in.
Yeah, I totally would have questioned you.
I have tea parties with stuffed animals sometimes, but this is a real band.
They're the Polly Princess Pants.
Polly Princess Pants?
Polly Princess Pants, yeah.
And my friend Jimmy is coming in, and Carter from Scarlet Presence is retracking all of his drum work, because Carter has been doing studio drummer stuff for me, which has been awesome. So. Uh-huh. And if I'm with
sounds
any
like
luck,
a great weekend around here in Dogwater.
Yeah, well, and if I'm really lucky, on my one night off, I might bone a 22-year-old. So that
hey!
Would be exciting. Yeah. I know you're only as old as the last guy you screwed.
Bowling alleys are the new bathhouses.
Bowling alleys, the new Craigslist.
Who needs a grinder when you have a bowling alley?
A couple black dudes in that shit, too. Yeah.
I love when Nick's still here.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, the guys at BLC Clothing, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short. I love you, and good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I think what we as adults have to do is to invite the youngsters to join our adult world and make it a better place.
Dogwater Studios.
They're smoking crushed aspirin, they're drinking band deodorant, they're injecting accent meat tenderizer, always in search for the magic high, the magic experience.